You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Making every day of this pandemic count.
What would you do? What would you do if you were stuck in one place and every day was exactly the same?
It's the Wally Show.
During the pandemic, there were many reports of people suffering from loneliness due to being stuck at home to quarantine or keeping socially distanced. So, I mean, a lot of people are just having to stay at home and they don't have anyone to talk to. Well, this caused many humane societies to see an uptick in pet adoptions.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Lots of cats and dogs that need homes are getting them.
And they give unconditional love.
Right.
And so that provides a need and fills a need of someone that's at home. That's great.
Right. It gives them a
good
companion.
News.
Yeah. But according to a new report, some of those pandemic companions are now being returned to the shelter.
No.
You don't do that.
No, you don't take a shelter dog home and return it.
Why? Can you imagine?
Wait, can you do that?
It's not a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Is there a receipt involved?
Word. I have seen, I get on social media a lot and I see a lot of people that are posting videos of dogs that they adopted during quarantine.
Sure.
They come home. Doors are just annihilated. They chewed through them, or a bed mattress has just been chewed up. So I know a lot of people are having to figure out.
Hey man,
new thing.
You go for a rescue pet, you're rolling the dice, you know. So you got to be committed to that, in the thing that pet's on his best behavior, kind of like when my boss is in the room, best behavior walks out of the room, hold him for story.
Very true. But another thing that they are realizing is there's a thing called separation anxiety. So when you were staying at home with this pet, that pet thought, oh, you're going to be home all the time.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Now that things are getting kind of back to normal and people are going back to work, they're realizing, oh, wait, my pet, my owner is not always around. And so now they're having to deal with their anxieties. So a lot of people are just not making the adjustments that they need to in their lifestyle to make sure that this dog or cat can work into theirs.
That's really sad to
me. It's so sad.
That is sad to
me. What if they thought they found their forever home and now they're back behind bars?
Yeah. And hey, you're not all that great either as a person. No one returned you. So give that little rescue pet one more chance before you take it back. Oh, man. That's a really sad side effect of the pandemic that I hadn't really thought about.
Right. And this is not to say that all humane societies are dealing with this, but there are a few that are,
All right. Or maybe try to find it another loving home first.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, and then tell people how great the thing is. Why are you getting rid of it? great at chewing things that you don't want anymore. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and one of the things that's fun to do is to go out and eat with, your friends and things like that. And COVID kind of put a damper on that for the better part of a year. And as things are starting to open back up again, it's like, oh, good, we get to go out with our friends. But then there's that awkward moment that comes at the end of the meal when the bill comes. And then it's like, do you rush to say, hey, I got this, and then, oh, you get it next time? Or do you say, well, let's just split it 50-50, knowing that they got appetizers that you did not eat, which is not right. Or do you say, oh, well, just they'll pay for their side, we'll pay for our side. How do you go with your friends, Rock?
Typically, if there are appetizers being ordered, we all love them and we all eat them. So I don't mind picking up the tab. I would say, I've done it multiple times.
Why won't you share food here?
Well, because
or pay for any food here.
Well, because
those are my friends.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Those are my friends. But I would say that we share everything, and so to me, it's not that big of a deal. Now, if they're ordering, gosh, I don't know, dessert that I didn't want.
Right.
Well, then, I could understand why you'd want to do separate, but I've never been in that situation.
Gavin, you and your wife go out with friends. Do you split the bill evenly, or do you say, we'll pay for ours, you pay for yours?
I think it's pay for ours, pay for theirs. And in a lot of cases, I'm not going to lie, we are the appetizer getters and the overindulgers. Mm. Haley likes a good filet mignon, sadly. So we do pay for ours.
You're on a sirloin budget, though.
Yeah, maybe a fried chicken budget.
Yeah, see, we have friends that early on, we kind of set these ground rules out where it was awkward at
first.
You
had to set ground rules with your closest friends.
Yeah, because we didn't know at first. Yeah, so we were going out, and the first time they picked up a big meal, then we picked up the next one, and I'm like, this seems kind of crazy to keep track of this and stuff. And we were like, hey, well, we can just split the bill like by side. You pay for yours, we'll pay for ours. And that set us up for like now, what, 10 years of friendship, and we still always do that. And it's just so much nicer because they get things that we don't like, you know, or like say if they knew you were paying, they might not get what they truly wanted because they don't want to run the bill up. So it just, I think it works out better. So let's do this, okay? You've heard us on the show and kind of where we land on this. Where do you land? Five calls it, okay? The bill comes, you're with your friends. Do you split it evenly? Just, hey, everybody chip in evenly, we'll break it out. Or do you pay for your portion? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us and get right through if you put that in on your favorites there. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little five calls it now with you. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and Keith, we're talking about going out to dinner here on Five Calls It. You're out with your friends, the bill comes, what do you do? Do you split it evenly, like right down the middle, regardless of who ordered what, or do you split it by your portion? Like, you know, we'll pay for ours, you pay for yours. Where do you land on that?
Usually we go half and half, we split.
You do, and this doesn't cause problems with people who, like, might order things that you don't order.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, me and my best friend, we've been friends forever. We'll just pay for each other's stuff when we're out and about. And there's like this ongoing thing where we always say, you owe me. And it's usually, yeah, you're probably right kind of thing.
But, oh, yeah, I just keep saying that all the time. Yeah. Keith, you found a way to game the system. Nicely done. All right, Marie, five calls it. Do you split the bill 50-50 if you're out to eat with your friends, or do you split it by your portion and their portion?
So usually they pay for theirs and we pay for ours. Then if they get an appetizer, they pay for it. But then we, of course, will eat some of their appetizer. So then we just pay for the tip.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad idea. That's a good solution to that.
And then if they don't get an appetizer, they do their tip and we do ours.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we're learning something today. That's probably a good thing. I'm telling you, this will keep your friendships going for a lot longer if you do it this way versus splitting it 50-50 because resentment builds up. I can promise you that.
Yes.
All right, Michelle, how do you split that bill?
So we always pay for ourselves and they pay for themselves.
Now, did you have to have that conversation like early on?
Yeah, like kind of the first time we go out, we'd say, hey, you know, want to just split it and we'll each pay for ourselves. And then that kind of just stuck.
I love it. That's a good one, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Liam, so how do you choose to split the bill at the end of a meal with friends? Do you split it 50-50 or do you pay for your half and, you know, your stuff and they pay for theirs?
Well, I feel like if you invite someone out to eat, you should pay the bill. And, you know, if you're regular friends, you can make your own arrangement. And the reason I say that is because one time we had a bunch of people that was invited out to eat, and I watched them squirm when the host told that it would be on separate bills. And so I've just always, after that, I feel like if you invite someone out to eat, you should host and pay the bill.
You know what? That's a good distinction, especially, you know, it takes out any ambiguity with it because there is that awkwardness of not knowing how this is going to go down at the end. I've sat through a whole meal stressed before about this.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious. It ruined my meal. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I shot myself in the foot because I didn't order the steak because I wasn't sure and it was an expensive place. So I got something I didn't want, and then they picked up the bill. Like,
man. Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I go out to dinner with Liam every time he asks, though.
That's some pretty funky rap dancing you're doing there. What is it you're listening to?
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, your resident cool dad here, to help keep you up with things and make you a better parent.
Oh, no. Yeah. If you are setting that example.
Cool dad.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's what I do. Well, see, here's the thing. Like, I'll have conversations with my daughter, who's 22, and I like to bring you the information that I learn. It's intel. I see it as intel.
Okay, because she's a Gen Zer. That helps.
In every bit of it. and so if I can help you with some of, like, the terminology or things going on, it will make you better able to relate to your kids, okay? So here is some words that you might hear and go, wait, what? Boolin'. Just boolin'. Yeah.
Boolin'.
You have any idea, Rob?
That's boolin'. Boring?
No, that's a really good guess, but no. You know what? Boolin', we're just hanging out. Just boolin'.
Boolin'?
Just boolin'.
Yeah, talking, hanging out, just kind of chilling.
Is that from something?
Not 100% sure. I'll use it in a sentence. We just wanted to keep boolin', but my parents told me I had to come home. Boolin', yeah. So there's one for you.
You're that not makes, in on this,
No,
Gavin?
That makes no sense to me.
I don't know. Yeah. See, there's someone younger than you, Gavin. We found him. All right, Chugi. Do you have any idea what that is? You might have seen this on TikTok recently.
Chugi. Something that's cute?
Is it like a dance?
No. Both good guesses, but no. Chugi is the opposite of trendy. So if somebody is doing something that is no longer stylish, yeah, like say they're using old habits on social media, old slang, old fashion, it's considered to be chuggy. So again, these are all words that are designed to keep people on the outside and make you be like, oh, I'm on the inside here. I know all the latest trends.
So you're saying me as a 36-year-old, I could say that's so chuggy.
Yeah.
But I would look like I'm in my 20s?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. like, here's how you'd use it in a sentence. I thought parachute pants were going to be cool again, but turns out they're chuggy. So, there you go.
That's so weird.
I question the future of America.
I know. It's just, you know what?
It looks a bit chuggy.
That's why we do this. It's just another episode of Cool Dad. And here's what you do as a parent. Get out ahead of this. Use this to your kids before they use it, because that will probably guarantee that they'll never use it again.
So true.
It's a good idea.
There you go. Game the system. That's what we're doing here. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
If you've ever had a dream and thought, I just can't do this, I can't make it happen, maybe this will give you a little bit of inspiration today to follow that dream, okay?
Oh, okay.
Tani Adewumi, he went from being a 7-year-old living in a homeless shelter to a chess master.
What?
Yes, and he dreams of becoming the youngest grandmaster ever. He and his family immigrated to the U.S. from Nigeria. He started playing chess, and he won, like, the New York State Chess Championship at the age of 8. Like,
what?
Seriously, like, I barely had a grasp of checkers by 8. Like, king me, and I'm just, like, bouncing all over the board. And they're like, no, you actually have to earn it first. Okay, fine. And so he won this thing after playing for just a year. Okay, and so then he just got better. He plays every day for about 5 hours. And now he's a national master, and he's on his way to becoming a grandmaster. There are even 3 major motion pictures that companies that are competing for the rights to his story. I'm sure the Queen's Gambit on Netflix had something to do
with
that.
Chess is in right now.
I know. Who would have thought? Like, all these kids that grew up being, like, ostracized for it, and now, like, you're a rock star. I love that. That's a good thing. So people stepped up to help him, yes. Like, they heard about his story, and his chess coaches, I didn't know that was a thing. and so his chess coaches started a GoFundMe. They raised But they were trying to get $50,000 because I guess it's expensive to get into tournaments and travel and stuff.
Oh.
They earned $250,000.
Oh,
holy cow! Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, he had to put the hard work in first.
Yeah.
To be good to where people go, oh, let's help you make this happen. And so I think the life lesson is here, if you have a dream, go for it, but you gotta put in the work and then see where that takes you. But I will say this, my favorite part, I saw this story on Good Morning America, my favorite part of this is George Stephanopoulos doing the intro for him. See if you picked up on what I picked up on.
Tani Adewumi came to this country as a refugee. Good morning, Tani. How are you today?
I'm doing very good.
You are doing very well, and you're looking very sharp this morning as well.
Did you pick up on
did
it, Gavin?
Did he correct his English?
He did. He corrected
George.
His grammar.
Oh, this I did not. I did not catch that.
Is a chess master. Oh. Does this all in like 2 years. Immigrates from a foreign country. And, George, you feel the need to be the smartest guy in the room?
Come
Give
on,
the 10-year-old
George.
A break.
Get off your high horse, George.
I just love that. I'm sorry. I think you mean you're doing well today. I'm not interviewing this man, you know? That's just so nice. But good on that kid, man. Like, he's going to make it. I have a feeling, like, you'll watch this kid do something that is really difficult to do. But, again, putting in the work. And that's what I think is the lesson for all of us. If you got a dream, put in the work and go for it. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we talk all the time about how music has a way to break down walls or barriers, sometimes that conversations, even with people that are close to you, can't do. And that's why we play so much great music and so many songs that have the truth of God all through them. And Rock, you kind of noticed this, but even more specifically than the song in and of itself, but like maybe drilled it down to like one lyric or one line.
Yeah, you know how you turn on, like nowadays we do all the streaming music and stuff, but I was playing this song and I was just playing this album in my car, and I heard this song for the first time in a new way because one of the lyrics just like hit me across the face.
Yeah.
Because it was like it's just simplified it so easily, but it's a song by Maverick City Music and the song is called My Heart, Your Home. And in the lyric, you're going to hear it. He says, "Mansions made of men can touch the sky from earth, but still your house of choice was broken vessels made of dirt."
Oh, wow.
And
that
is
good.
I mean, I've always known that.
Right.
But I just love how that was put together so simply.
I want to hear it without an accent. Hang on. That was good, but I want to hear it like how it was intended.
Mansions made of men that touch the sky from earth, but still your house of choice was broken vessels made of dirt. So make my heart your home.
That's good. I like that. I just like how, like, the imagery of it, you know, that's a big thing in music.
Yeah, because, and you look at other religions and it's like, they need these mansions, they need all this gold and stuff. But that's what's so cool about Christianity is it's not that at all. It's actually the complete opposite. And it makes you feel more like there's nothing you can do to earn God's love. It's all about what he's done. It's all about grace. It's all about mercy. But I like just how simply that was put in that lyric.
Gavin, I want to get one from you. And I've got a song, too, that instantly pops to mind about the lyrics resonating with me and my soul. And we'll do ours, but we'll take yours as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you've got that song that you're like, man, this lyric or this line just jumped out at me and, like Betty, smacked you right square in the face, but altered you, too. I'd love to hear that story. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's that line for you?
So the line for me is, canyons wide, oceans deep, can't contain all your love for me. No matter how high or how far I reach, there's no end to your love for me. And it's Canyons by Corey Asbury.
Oh, yes. I love Corey Asbury, too. He writes a lot of great songs. And that's one that I actually haven't really spent time thinking about. That's great.
Yeah, when I heard it, I was just, like, in awe. I was like, wow, he's depicted perfectly, like, how great God's love is for us.
Absolutely. And I bet, too, as a mom, sometimes you'd probably like to be in a canyon away from everyone and children screaming in the backseat.
For sure.
Canyons wide.
So what's yours?
A song that's really touched me is the song Easier by Manic Drive. Over the past few years, I'm a single father of four kids ranging in age from 8 all the way up to 15 years old. And sometimes it just gets so hard.
Oh, without a doubt, dude. You're outnumbered, first of all. And it's
yeah,
not easy,
girls
for
and
sure.
One boy.
So what part of the song resonates with you? What's the line specifically?
This is what I got out of the song. This is your life trait. I'm not going to make it any easier. I'm going to make you stronger instead. And then it seems easier because you're stronger, not because the trials and the walk is any easier.
Dude, that is so true. And I love your reason for that song. Thanks, man. All right, Stephanie, you're up. What is the song line that really stuck out to you and meant something?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine, but I'm not.
Oh, that's Matthew West, Truth Be Told. Yes, that is a good one. Because how many times we do that? It's a default. Hey, how you doing today? I'm good. I'm fine. And sometimes nothing can be further from the truth.
So a few years ago, I was in the mental health hospital, actually. Very rare occurrence. But my recovery process after that, it seemed like I just had to put on this happy face and just be like, I'm fine, but, you know, really underneath it, I'm broken. You know, I just got out of this hospital, and it was an awful, awful experience.
How are you doing today?
Better.
Okay,
better.
Good. So I was trying to trick you. I was seeing if you were going to say I'm fine, but I appreciate you saying better. And that, you know, that's a good distinction. You know, you're not perfect, but you're better right. than the place you were in, and that's a process, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it, I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin, you don't already know, so let the truth be told.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show. And Betty Rock got us sent down this path today because she was talking about a song that she heard and a line just jumped out and really resonated with her. And I'm like, I think most of us have that experience. So Gavin, you know, we've taken some calls and why let you have all the fun. Gavin, what is a song that resonated with you, a lyric, and why?
It was a lyric from the song Lose My Soul, a really classic song from Toby Mac.
Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands, because they chip and they nag and they pull at me, and every little thing I make up my mind to be, like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix, and I'ma be a husband who stays legit.
Are you trying to tell us you're gonna be a daddy?
I am not saying
that. Congratulations!
Guys, don't read into that whatsoever.
That's amazing!
I'll tell you when that's gonna be the case.
So happy for you!
No, that's not the case. But I remember hearing this song and hearing those lyrics as like a 13-year-old kid, and I'm like, obviously that doesn't apply to me right now, but I saw that my dad was that person right. that he was singing about, and I'm like, I want to be like my dad. And I think forward 12 or 13 years, I'm like, well, I think I'm closer to fatherhood than I've ever been.
Right.
Again, not saying anything,
right.
but I'm going to remember those lyrics
right.
when
and
it
you're
happens.
And a husband that stays legit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's a good thing. And all the way from that young of an age, that's fantastic. Mine actually is more on the messy side, believe it or not. and it actually comes from 10th Avenue North. And I love this song, You Are More.
You are more than the choices out you.
I just love the concept of you're more than the sum of your past mistakes, because I think we all have baggage, and this is a message that I tell people all the time. You are not your mistakes. You are not your past. You can rebuild and restore, and God can make something beautiful out of you. Out of you. But I don't always believe that for me. And so hearing this song in that light was like, you know what, dude, you need to accept that same grace, and you're not your mistakes from the past if you're choosing to change them and be a new creature, you know?
Preach!
So, I know, see, really? That's why we do this kind of stuff. Yeah, you learn something new. And so that was mine, you know, for today. But, man, I appreciate everybody sharing their stories, too, about what songs matter to them, because that's why we play these songs, because there's God's truth all through them.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back here.
Man, wouldn't time travel be the best if you could literally go back and undo things in your life? Oh, so good. I would wear my time machine out. But since we can't do that, one thing we can do is travel back in time musically and play some songs that we love from the past. And we let you take us back in time. So all you got to do is go to wayfm.com/Wally and you can submit your time machine request.
That's right. And when you do, it's not that much information. What we really just want to know is your name, how we can contact you, yeah, and the reason behind the song that you chose. And if you're thinking, well, how far back can I go? We've gone pretty far back.
We have gone back. We've gone back into the 80s before.
Sadly.
We've spent some time in the 90s. the early 2000s. I'd love to even go back to the 70s.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, like 70s music was great. 70s Christian music, a little tough.
Oh.
But to go back and do some Rez Band, oh, man.
I don't know. Maybe we should put a capper on our time machine.
No, we can't. Dude, I can set it for any time. We could go back to the 30s. If hymns, I guess.
Oh,
I don't,
geez.
You know? I don't know.
Wow.
But whatever the song is that you want to hear, we just care about your reason as to why, and you get to control the radio. We'll do it Friday, and so you can get yours in right now. Again, wayfm.com/Wally, and join our little flashback Friday now. If you've ever heard your kid talking about FOMO and wondered what in the world, let me explain it to you. Hey, it's Wally, and FOMO in short is fear of missing out. And I have to tell you, I have the adult version of FOMO right now. My wife and I are looking for a new home, and while interest rates are still incredibly low, they are starting to creep up a bit, and I don't want to miss out on getting the best rate I can for my new home. That's why I love letting you know about United Faith Mortgage. Right now, home values are through the roof, no pun intended, and while that can make it challenging to buy a new home, this might be the perfect time for you to refinance your current home, and United Faith Mortgage can help. The equity you have sitting in your home could be used for more productive things like paying off debt, paying for college, starting your own business. The possibilities are endless, and it's up to you. So don't miss out when it comes to one of the biggest money decisions in your life. Check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
I think that the phrase, "and things will never be the same again," is a bit dramatic and something that you might hear more in movies. But after this last year and a half of a pandemic, I think that that actually does hold some actual weight now.
Yeah, I think it altered us in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. And I'm curious what will go back to truly normal and what has become the new normal.
Yeah, people online are discussing those things that they think may never be the same again. One of those things is sitting in a doctor's office room waiting to be looked at while you're physically being sick.
With all the other sick people. I always wondered about that, like, because I'd walk into a doctor's office and you've got the one person that's like...
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there. No mask, no nothing. Okay, we get the point. Oh my gosh.
And... Okay.
And then you're like, oh my goodness. And you try to sit as far away from them as possible. And that's even pre-pandemic. And so now, wait your turn out in your car and then bring you in, I guess, might be the new norm.
They're also saying that dragging
that
yourself
hurt my throat, by the way.
Really? Was it worth it?
Okay. Yes. Well, quit doing it. The next thing was...
I gotta do it for real. Sorry.
Keep going, Gavin. I want to hear the story.
Okay,
what
the second thing, Betty, is dragging yourself to work when you're sick. Don't cough again, please.
I'm good.
Wally still comes to work, whether he's sick or not.
I work all the time.
But yes, he wants people to know that he's sick and feel sorry for him and see what a hero he is.
I was raised with a good work ethic. I'm not a millennial.
An unhealthy work ethic.
Well, you look at it that way if you want, but I was raised. You go to work, unless you sound like this.
Which you are.
You actually end up going to work. All right, there you go. That's a couple things that might be different in the future. Gavin, thank you so much, good sir. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And on the show, we are fans of science and intellect and knowledge and learning. And that's why we Google things, okay? I know you can Google a lot of stuff, but I don't always trust the internet. And I'd rather talk to people who have real life experience with things. Gavin, real quick, can you look up something for me on Google?
Yeah.
I know that defeats the whole purpose, but
that
I need this for a second.
This is Google, but I'm ready.
I need you to Google, what is someone who studies insects called? Maybe you know it.
Oh, not off the top of my head.
Bugologist.
Okay, then we didn't. Okay, and we just googled it. We didn't even need to Google it. So thank you, Lady Rock.
It's an entomologist.
That's what I said. I couldn't think of
but
that.
But I like bug demologist better.
But it's funny because it's entomologist and not entomologist. Like
an ant? Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? So here's the deal.
Bugdemologist.
We got sidetracked. That's my fault. It's 100% my fault right now. So I was driving the other day, and it started raining.
Okay.
And they were the kind of rain where you had those big raindrops, the ones that hit your window and just, like, explode. Mm-hmm. And I thought about this because I had seen a butterfly earlier, and I thought, can butterflies fly in the rain?
My first gut reaction is no,
right?
Because I would think wings don't work when they get wet.
You know,
right?
I've thought that same thing, and I thought that if one of these bomb-sized raindrops hit a butterfly, it would like take a wing and snap it. You know, you would think.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Or weight it down.
Like, do their wings get wet and they cannot fly? Like, when it starts raining, they just got to hunker down. I don't know.
But are they smart enough to hunker down? Because they might not. And they I don't know that either. Oh, I'm going out.
And that's why we need an
entomologist.
A bug demologist. Yep. Someone who's worked at a maybe a plant house, a greenhouse, or a place that has butterflies.
A pavilion?
Yes, a zoo. Dollywood, I believe they have some butterflies there.
Props.
So if maybe you had that job in high school that you thought, I'm never going to use this. I work in a butterfly dome. you know, how am I ever going to use this in my life? This is your moment. This is your shining, crowning achievement. Mm-hmm. This is your Super Bowl. Can a butterfly fly in the rain? Google it now. We need your experience to tell me this, because I laid awake all last night thinking about this.
Wow.
And I'm not lying. 855-33-WAY-FM. Other number is the support drive number. We're not in support drive anymore. Had a great support drive, by the way.
We can be if you
want. So thank you. Nope, we're good. We're good for a little bit. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you qualify for helping us Google this, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. What is your qualification, Tracy, for helping us Google this?
I read a book in elementary school when I was like five or six.
All right. I originally was looking for more of a scientist that maybe works with butterflies. But you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. We'll start with you. What did this book tell you?
So I may not be as qualified as you're looking for, but I have always been fascinated by this question. I read this book in elementary school that was called Where Does a Butterfly Go in the Rain?
Oh, my goodness. There's a book about this? So I'm not the only one.
Yes, I remember reading it. And I remember, like, 5 years ago, I tried to Google on Amazon to find this elementary school book again, and I can't find it anywhere.
Do you remember anything from it?
Well, I believe that it said a butterfly would hide underneath a leaf when it rains. So
okay.
I'm not technically answering your question correctly of if it can fly in the rain, but I at least know where it intends to go during the rain.
And they are smart enough to get out of the rain, unlike every cow in a field. Okay.
Exactly.
So what we've learned here so far as we work our way through this, butterflies are smarter than cows.
Okay.
Well, hey, I appreciate the information today, Tracy. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, and hopefully you'll find someone who actually is qualified, but I just thought I'd call on that.
I hope
Thank
so, because otherwise I'm in for another sleepless night.
Tracy, I found your book on Amazon, and it's $21.26.
No,
it's available.
You did? Oh, yay.
We might have to buy that today just so I can sleep tonight. So, Lynn, how can you help us out here today as we Google this?
I live near Coconut Creek, Florida, who is the butterfly capital of the world.
Okay, I did not know that. I did not know there was a butterfly capital of the world.
And they have Butterfly World here, and we go there quite often. Butterflies can't live, first of all, under 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
They hide when it's raining. It can, if it's a heavy storm, it can injure them and hurt them, but they're pretty smart. They know before it's going to rain before us. So they hide. It will destroy their nest if it's a bad storm. So it does affect their breeding.
All right. Well, let's keep it PG here. We don't need to talk about the breeding. TMI, Lynn. But boy, you know a lot about butterflies. How much did it cost you to get into like the butterfly sanctuary, butterfly world?
Well, we have membership for the family, which is like $100 a year, and you can go every single day of the year if you want.
You have made the most of that membership. And I'm sure people like thought, why would you have a membership like that? But right now, you just proved how valuable that was. You retained so much butterfly knowledge, and you have helped me out so much that I will get a good night's sleep tonight thanks to you, Len.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you, Wally.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a great day.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we got this really cool contest going on right now that you could be a part of, and it couldn't be easier to get your name in. It's our Great Grocery Gift Away here on Way FM, and this is where you could win $1,000 worth of groceries to your favorite grocery store. If you love Aldi and you don't mind putting that quarter in there to get your cart, that's up to you. You like Publix, you like Kroger, you like Target, Walmart, whatever. You could win $1,000 worth of groceries to shop wherever you want to shop. But then there's something even better on top of this.
On top of that, you also get another $1,000, but that's to give to someone else. Maybe you know a family that has been rocked hard by COVID and maybe someone's lost their job and they could use that extra $1,000. Well, this is your opportunity to get something for you as well as for someone else.
How much fun would it be to gift somebody that too, like you said? See somebody kind of struggling, because we've seen that before in grocery lines, and your heart gets moved. And you're like, oh, maybe you paid for a few of their items or something. But how cool would that be to just blow somebody's mind and be like, hey, look, I won this thing and I want to help take care of you, and you pay for their groceries or you give them the $1,000. Like, it'd be amazing the ministry that could happen all the while you getting $1,000 of groceries too. It's pretty cool, and it couldn't be easier.
That's right. It's a win-win situation. So between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., you need to be listening for the keyword. When you hear that keyword, you should text that to 91979. That's 91979.
We do it every hour, and so make sure you're listening, and you could be our next winner on our Great Grocery Gift Away here on Way FM. Hey, it's Wally, and man, we are really excited about this. We have a new podcast sponsor here, which is great. It's Food for the Hungry, or as the cool kids call them, FH.
Do they?
They do, actually. Like, I've actually worked with Food for the Hungry around the world, like in Africa, and the work that they do for kids and families is absolutely amazing. And you can be a part of that work by sponsoring a child. And when you sponsor a child, what you're doing is you're helping make sure that these kids get the things that they need. They get the food, medicine, education, and all of these things that they need to be healthy. But you're not only just helping them out, you're also helping out their entire community as well.
With just a little over a dollar a day, that's just $38 each month, you can help end poverty by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
See, you did it. You called them FH.
I know. I hate
you're
myself
one of the cool
for
kids.
It.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, and here's what I love about FH, is they work in some of the hardest places. The work that they do isn't easy, but it's vital and it's necessary. And the cool thing is you don't have to travel all around the world to make a difference. Maybe you're stuck in your home because of COVID, but that doesn't mean that you can't be part of something that's changing lives. And that's what we'd encourage you to do, is join us as Wally Show Potties. Let's unite and do something really big here, man. I would love to see us take the entire goal that we have for a year and knock this thing out in just, you know, a few months. And that just takes you getting involved right now. You saying, you know what? I love it. I want to help out one of these kids and their families. Sign me up. I'm going to be a difference maker with Food for the Hungry and the Wally Show podcast right now. Again, you can do it at fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Many of us are guilty for spending too much when it comes to shopping on Amazon. Oh. I know you start and then it's like a slippery slope.
And I tell you, man, boredom is the worst thing, because there's times where you sit there, you'd be a little bored. You're like, let's see what Amazon got going on today. And then before you know it, you're like, oh, I could use another universal remote for my TV, maybe. Uh-huh. And then a day later, it's here. Happened yesterday.
That's so tempting. Well, founder and CEO of the company, Jeff Bezos, is reaping all the benefits.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is.
The billionaire is reported of spending $500 million on a yacht.
Okay.
New yacht.
In his world, though, that's not a ton of money, believe it or not. And I'm sure he got good payments for it. He's had a good payment plan, maybe a good interest rate.
Well, when you hear about it, it's crazy. It's got three giant masts on it.
Oh, so he's a sailor yacht. Okay.
And it has to be supported by another yacht.
Well, of course. You want a yacht for your yacht. You don't want a lonely yacht. Come on, you're a billionaire.
But then that supported yacht is going to have on it a helipad for his helicopter.
You seem like surprised by this. Like, to me, this all makes perfect logical sense.
This is just too much. It's too much.
No, not at all. Like, if you have a yacht, why would you not, A, have a helipad, and B, have a helicopter to get to said yacht, or to leave said yacht when you need to? Like, if you're living on that kind of a level, absolutely, you want all of those things.
No, this is ridiculous. See, I need a better judge of character.
I am considering getting a helipad put in the back of my pickup truck.
For like your little drone?
Yeah,
like an itty bitty tiny.
It's my Bill Gates my Jeff Bezos starter kit. Like, so I gotta start somewhere, but I'm working up to his level for sure.
Oh, great.
And I've got a boat I take in the bathtub with me. So I mean, I'm not a billionaire yet yacht owner, but I'm getting close.
Win-win.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy though. But again, that's a tax bracket that none of us are ever going to be in. And like, it's easy to get mad about it, but you're like, okay, you started a company, you're making millions of billions of dollars, and we all love it. And so you're reaping the rewards.
But think about all the people that could benefit from that. Instead of him getting a yacht, think if he took that money and gave it to those.
Well, he does stuff too, but he works hard. Like,
okay, sounds like someone.
You can do both. I mean, it doesn't mean just because he has a yacht doesn't mean he doesn't do philanthropy too. The guy gives away billions of dollars to that too.
Well, we need to hear about that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see his yacht. So. I'm just throwing that out there just in case. I'm like being really nice to the guy just in case our paths ever cross and I get an invite to the yacht, and like, you'll be so jealous. And I'll be like, my friend Betty here, she was bad mouthing your yacht, so she doesn't want to come. But me, you can fly me on your helicopter to your second yacht, your support yacht, and I'm in.
Always so, thinking one step ahead.
Yeah, you're going to be so jealous when me and Bezos are hanging out. It's going to be so bad for you. YFM, this is The Wally Show. And there was a video circling around from this guy that posted an interaction that his mom had had. And it was like 16 years ago. John Mayer kind of snubbed a fan that was just trying to get a picture with him. And so this lady's son posted the snub. And John felt bad about it, I guess, because he saw it, which is kind of a cool thing about the internet. And so then he decided to kind of make it right. And he turned around and wrote a song for the lady.
And this is surprising because John Mayer, if you don't know who he is, he's kind of a big deal.
He is a big deal, yeah.
He's had a lot of hits and won a lot of awards. So for him to take the time out of his day to write a song for someone that he may never bump into again says something.
Christine, even though it may appear I was mean, I was probably on my way to a faint. Weren't those the days? Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
A little runny at the end there, a little self-indulgent, but nice still. And so again, it doesn't take much for like celebrities to do something nice for their fans. Taylor Swift's really good about that, for sure. And so what I want to talk about with you is that celebrity that you've encountered, but you had a great moment with them, you know, because it's easy to catch someone on a bad day, for sure. And you can write that celebrity off. It happens all the time. Like, somebody didn't want to sign an autograph, and they're like, they're a jerk. And they could have been in a horrible fight with their spouse, and they're expected to just drop everything and be there for people. But they have lives too and personal problems that you don't think about. But I love when you hear the celebrity that went above and beyond or just was super kind in the moment with a fan. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your fandemonium moment right now. You know, that person that you're like, that was just awesome, and I'm never going to forget that. And I hope that inside of Christian music that happens all the time, you know, because the artists, you know, there are some artists that stay till the very end of a show meeting people, mm-hmm. and I love that, and it causes for some great moments. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. YFM, this is The Wally Show, and we're doing Brush with Stardom here, where you tell us about an interaction you had with a celebrity and what happened and how great it was.
Yeah, we were standing, it was at a macaroni grill, and so there's like always a line. And so we were standing waiting to get a table, and Will Smith came out and Jaden was really little at the time, and there was a group of about like 10 or 12 middle-aged school girls. And of course they came out and they went wild.
and it was one of the little girl's birthdays. And do you know, he stood there and took selfies with every single one of those little girls and wished the little birthday girl a happy birthday. And I just stopped and said, thank you for doing that, because when you live in L.A., you run into the celebrities a lot, and they kind of have a bad reputation at times. And I said, thank you, and he says, you know what? They pay for my lifestyle, so...
That's exactly it, man. You got to remember that, too. Yeah, if you're a celebrity, it's these people that give you the fame that you have. And so that's cool that he, even at that young age in his career, realized that and was cool with people.
Yeah, he was really very, very sweet.
So what's yours?
I was working at a conference center, and I was there on a Sunday afternoon. There was a big conference coming up on Monday, and I was there just playing around the pool in the lounge area, and the guy walks in. I recognized who it was. It was Joe Theismann, quarterback of the Washington Redskins. Then anyway, he came over and asked if he could play a game with me. So we played. I played with him for 2 hours. We had some snacks and some drinks and just had a great time together. Then a group of people came in. Everybody recognized him and started making a big whoop-to-do about it, asking for photos and all of this stuff. And I just let him be, and I walked away. Next day, he came up to me at the conference center when I was walking around. He made a point to find me and handed me an autographed football and told me, it was the best 2 hours he had ever had while traveling around the world giving speeches, because he felt like I treated him like a human.
There you go. See, that's it, man. That's a win for you. Like, I bet he could call a radio station somewhere and do a brush with normal people, and he would have an interesting story to tell about you.
And now for some good news.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show with Good News Giddy Up. It's three rapid-fire good news stories designed to lift you up a little bit, because there's a lot of negative news in the world, so why not have some positive? Like this one, Good News Giddy Up, a high school senior in Missouri, saved up more than $1,000 to help pay his own way through college next year, because if you've got a kid going to college, you know how expensive that is. It's brutal. Then he got a $43,000 scholarship, which is so good. Good,
that's
if
great.
You're his parents. So now he's using his savings to help pay for another kid's tuition.
Oh, that's great.
You're like, that's awesome,
paying
man.
It forward.
Yeah, you've learned more than you're going to learn in school right there about life. So that's really good. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There's a dog in a New Jersey shelter who was not taken home for 8 months because they said he had like too much energy and he was too much. But then a cop started working with him back in September, and now he's got a job.
What?
As a police dog.
Oh, well, there you go. Aww. See, his rambunctiousness, it just needed to be funneled in the right way. That
so
was me
sweet.
As a kid. So I get this dog.
But you're not working for the cops, thankfully.
No, but at least I have a job.
That is true.
Something my mom never thought would happen. All right, good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
This is another dog story. So back in 2009, there was this 15-year-old kid who wanted to build a dog park in his town. And his mom was a big fan of the idea, but sadly, she passed away.
Oh, no. Oh,
but before she did, he told her that he was going to get it done. Well, he spent the past 12 years raising $85,000 to pay for it. And it finally opened up this week.
Oh, well, look at that.
Isn't that precious?
That is nice. I wonder what an $85,000 dog park looks
Ooh,
like.
Must it must be a nice one.
Seems way
gold
over
treats
the
everywhere.
Top. Yeah, like,
wow.
Because really, you just need land and a tree, maybe a fire hydrant.
Maybe a fence.
Yeah, so a fence. And so he went all in to honor his mom, and that's a great thing. And that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
Oh, electronic mail.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show. You can always email me with whatever's going on in your world, just wally@wayfm.com. And this one's kind of a heavy email. This lady reached out to me and she was like, hey, I've just been praying and praying and praying and doing everything I know how to do, but I feel like I've run out of options and I'm running on empty. My 18-year-old daughter was all set to graduate high school with honors, go on to her dream college on scholarship, and that was about 2 months ago. Since then, she started dating a guy from work, a Christian guy, in quotes, the grandson of a preacher. Now she's not going to college. She's pulled away from everyone who loves her. And after 2 months, they're getting married.
Oh.
Yeah, like that escalated quickly.
Wow.
And like, this is the girl that you raised and you knew, or you thought you knew, and then all changes so rapidly like that. And she's just lost. She's like, this boy's family has convinced her that it's biblical, and her family not supporting it means we're led by evil. evil spirits, and it's just, so now you got like some heavy spiritual stuff going on in there. She's always been a smart girl, very into church and Bible studies, but somehow they've twisted her beliefs and we're losing her. She won't listen anymore as we try to save her from this disaster. The farther and farther she gets from us. Her boyfriend's controlling, manipulative, so she's cut off her friends and family and is terrified of upsetting him. I cannot let my daughter go down this road, but I'm powerless to stop her.
Golly.
Yeah, I mean, that's heavy, and it's like, yeah. Sadly, there's nothing that, like, any of us can do about that other than pray for her, join her in prayer, because there's things in life that your kids have to figure out on their own, and as much as it wrecks you, because you see the warning signs, you see the red flags, and you're like, you're missing it. And if you would just listen, you would avoid all of this heartache. And as we tell this to our kids, I think we have to remind ourselves that that's the way God sees us. Like, how many times have we been going head first down this road and God's like, I see so many warning signs. I've told you, don't do this, don't do this. But we think we've got it and we end up running off the rails and then, you know, coming back. And hopefully that's the case before too much damage for this family here, that she'll come back to her family and her senses, if you will. But it sometimes you got to do the prodigal son thing and learn those lessons for yourself, which isn't easier. But the cool thing is on days when you feel alone, like you're helpless, like Mary's talking about, we have this thing called the prayer wall, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and if you go to wayofm.com, you can see a little tab on there that says prayer wall. When you go there, you just got to put in the information that you want. You can even do it anonymously and post what's on your heart, and then you can have others pray for you. And what's so cool about it, too, is when someone prays for you, you get this little notification on your phone saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And that might give you the encouragement that you need throughout the day to just keep going.
Yeah, and I know Mary could use that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's good advice. I even told her, I said, hey, make sure you go to the prayer wall and post this, and it might be a good thing for you. And so you can check it out. You can post a prayer, or you can be that faithful person that's praying for other people right now at wayfm.com.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.